The community mourned the recent passing of two West Monroe High School students who died in a house fire. A finding in the investigation was that a window, which could have served as an escape route, was blocked by a large headboard of a bed. Washita Parish Fire Investigator Kurt Meacham joins me by phone for a discussion about fire safety and having a plan in the event of a fire. Well, Kurt, thank you for your time and thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
What sequence of events do investigators believe occurred in examining the Weldon Road house fire?
Well, the fire started outside the home. We know that. At some point, the occupants, we believe, were alerted by a smoke detector, but the fire had grown to a point that they could not get out, and a partial reason of that was the second means of escape, which was a bedroom window, was blocked.
When you realized that, or at least found out that it started outside of the fire, you mentioned that it was a large fuel load. Can you give us some examples what that might have been?
Sure. I mean, there were a couple of vehicles in like a covered shed area, carport area. There was lawnmower, some fuel cans, you know, for like lawnmower gas. There's the porch itself, which is like 12 by 16. That's a good fuel load in itself, all the lumber on that porch.
Is there evidence, Kurt, that will allow the department to be able to determine what caused the fire?
At this time, it is not. There's several different, you know, possibilities of what could have ignited a fire out there. You have the energized batteries in the vehicles, the lawnmower. You have the electrical on the lighting going out on the porch. Can't rule out a cigarette even, you know, being placed in an improper place out there. So we've got a lot of sources that we can't rule out.
You know, Kurt, in reflecting on this, and you mentioned the headboard that was involved blocking the window.
Right.
The case has caused many to pause and consider how prepared their home is in case of a fire. Can you give us an idea of some basic guidelines in doing a walkthrough of one's home?
Absolutely. And first and foremost, I want you to think also, if you have an emergency, you know, make sure someone can find your house. I mean, you make sure your street numbers are marked clearly. You know, they should be like at least 3 inches in height and either reflective or illuminated so we can find your house. Say your house, you know, you're preparing for a fire. You need to get with your family and draw up an escape plan. You know, just make a little sketch of your house. Make sure your whole family is involved. Everyone that lives there needs to be involved in this, because if they're not aware of it, obviously it'll do them no good. You know, draw a little plan up. You need at least two ways out of every room. And make sure they're viable ways. You know, I tell the story about my kids. When they were small, my home was new. I'd lived in it 5 or 6 years, and I'm always preaching fire safety to people, but I'd never checked my windows. Can they actually get out? Well, the seals had stuck on that window. So, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking they know to get out, but there's no way they could erase that window. So make sure your second way out isn't blocked, or there isn't physical limitations that would keep you from getting out of that home.
What are the recommended locations for smoke detectors in a home?
You definitely want them in your sleeping areas. I mean, that's first and foremost in the areas you would sleep and your living areas. One in every room is great. If you can't afford to put them in your rooms, you know, at least in the hallways, and put them on every level of the home. And I'd like to also mention, we have a program, Get Alarmed, and so do the other fire departments in this area in Washita Parish. I mean, we will give you smoke detectors free. We will come put them up for you.
You mentioned, you know, if it is a two-story home, or for mobile homes, are there any special considerations in those type of dwellings?
Mobile homes, not really, but in, you know, two-story homes, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're upstairs, they make little ladders, escape ladders that you can buy. But once again, you need a viable way out. Can you actually get out that window? Is it 30 feet drop? What's below that window? If you do have to jump, is there something that would prevent you from being able to use that as a means of escape? So that's always got to be in consideration.
Investigator Kurt Meacham with the Washita Parish Fire Department. Kurt, thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you.